This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 16, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News, Gordon College says it has just received a $25 million gift that will boost the small Christian liberal arts institution's endowment, help launch a new global honors program, and provide seed money for a new academic building. The college said in an announcement to the Gordon community that the gift was the largest of its kind, four times more than any previous gift Gordon had received, but the donor wished to remain anonymous. Gordon, which currently enrolls about 1,650 undergrads and 350 graduate students, mainly at its wooded campus on 450 acres in Wenham, has an endowment of $44 million as of fiscal 2016, according to financial figures from the college. Tuition and fees plus room and board cost $46,472 for the 2016-2017 school year. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, neighbors of the shuttered former Swampscott Middle School on Greenwood Avenue want to find a way to reuse the building instead of demolishing it. The residents, as part of Citizens of Swampscott for Adaptive Reuse, have filed a warrant article for consideration at town meeting in May. The group was formed on the belief that careful and professional consideration of adaptive reuse of town-owned properties is the course of action most likely to result in public policy decisions that truly represent the best interest of the town, according to information provided by the group. A feasibility study to investigate all possible uses for the site, including but not limited to mixed affordable residential and public use, sole affordable residential use, or sole public use, would be conducted if the article is approved at town meeting. The study would cost up to $60,000 and would be raised privately, according to the Citizens Group. Naomi Dreeben, chairwoman of the Board of Selectmen, said the board would not have to approve the article before it could be placed on the warrant for town meeting. She said the citizens' petition got the required number of signatures. More on that story in today's Item Live by Gayla Colley. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester city officials have been assured of getting $1.9 million in state reimbursement money to replace the aging and decaying roof atop Gloucester High School this summer. But the reimbursement is aimed at covering a project now pegged by the Massachusetts School Building Authority's contractors as costing an overall $4.9 million, far more than the city's initial estimates. The figure indicates that the city will have to come up with more than $3 million on its own. More on that story today is Gloucester Times by Ray Lamont. And Ethan Foreman is writing in the Salem News that 6th District Congressman Seth Moulton has called on both Democrats and Republicans in Congress to independently investigate reports of the Trump administration's ties to Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin. He's quoted as saying, "I'm calling on my colleagues from both sides of the aisle to put our country before politics and support a comprehensive investigation." Moulton, the Salem Democrat, whose district includes Cape Ann, said Americans lack clarity about who this administration works for. More on this story, of course, in today's Gloucester Times and Salem News, written by Ethan Foreman. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.